Hi, welcome. In this intermediate edits lesson, I'll show you the jungle voltage approach. How to flip an old school DNB breakbeat into a taut, ragged jungle loop using only Ableton Live 12 stock devices and editing tools. Think Amen, Think or Apache, warped, chopped, and resampled into a punchy 170 BPM loop with stutters, pitch shifts, micro reverses, and that classic old school voltage. What you'll build a 1 to 2 bar flipped breakbeat loop at 170 BPM. Chopped and transposed hits, reversed micro slices, and stuttered fills using beat repeat. Tight group processing, saturation, parallel compression, EQ, and drum bus. A resampled consolidated audio element ready to re-edit or layer and drop into a jungle or DNB arrangement. Let's walk through the process step by step. Make sure Live 12 is open and your project tempo is set to 170 BPM. Import a clean break sample, Amen, Think, Apache, or whatever you have. Hey! Prep and warp 1. Drag the break into an audio track and confirm the project is at 170 BPM. 2. Double-click the clip and turn warp on. Use Beats Warp mode for drums. Set transient markers so the break lines up tightly to the grid. This creates the timing skeleton for your flip. 3. If the break feels too rigid, open the groove pool CMD/Ctrl+Alt+G and try a small swing groove. Reduce the amount to taste. Around 10 to 30% works well to keep some human feel. B. Slice to a new MIDI track. 4. Right-click your warped clip and choose Slice to new MIDI track. Slice by transient, or pick a 16th preset if you want smaller pieces, and use drum rack as the slicing instrument. 5. Live will create a drum rack with each slice loaded into a simpler solo or mute slices to audition individual hits and get familiar with what you have. C. Reprogram the loop. 6. Open the MIDI clip on the drum rack track and start rearranging slices into a fresh 1 or 2 bar pattern. Emphasize offbeat snares, add double snares or quick snare hits before downbeats, and intentionally pull some notes off grid to create that ragged swing. 7. Pitch shift individual slices by using simpler's transpose knob. Try ranges from a few semitones up to an octave down for a broken voltage character. Blend pitched hits alongside dry ones. D. Create micro reverses and chops. 8. Duplicate the original audio clip to a new track. Isolate a 1/16 or 1/8 slice with transient markers, then right-click and reverse. Warp the reversed slice to tempo and place it just before a snare for a pre-snare swell. 9. For tiny glitch chops, duplicate a simpler in the drum rack. Shorten the sample start to 20-40 ms segments and program rapid 1/32 or 1/64 patterns for rolls and texture. E. Add beat repeat stutter flavor. 10. Put beat repeat on a duplicate of your drum rack track or as a send. Start with interval at 1/8 or 1/16, grid at 1/16 or 1/32 for tight stutters, and chance low, 10 to 30%, so repeats are occasional. Adjust repeat to taste. 11. Automate gate or chance at bar boundaries for fills, and use the pitch control for short pitched glitch ups. Automate rather than leave it static. F. Group processing. Make a jungle ready. 12. Group all drum tracks. Select and press CMD/Ctrl+G. On the drum group, insert drum bus first. Add moderate drive, a little boom if you want low end weight, and nudge transient positive to tighten hits. Follow with EQ8. High pass around 30 Hz, gently cut 200-400 Hz if it's muddy, and boost to 5K Hz for snap. 13. Parallel compression. Duplicate the drum group or use a return. On the duplicate, use glue compressor with a high ratio, around 8:1, fast attack and release, and drive 612 dB of gain reduction. Mix this heavily compressed signal back under the dry drums for body. G. Saturation, bit grit, and coloration. 14. Add saturator at the end of the bus for analog style grit. Try analog clip or soft clip with small drive and keep dry/wet between 30 and 50% to preserve transients. 15. For an aged crunch, add redux with subtle bit reduction. Low values like bit reduction around 8 to 10 and a low down sample amount. H. Resample and consolidate the edits. 16. Create a new audio track set to resampling as the input, arm it, and record a 1 to 2 bar pass while your beat repeat and automation are active. This captures the processed, jittery jungle voltage flip as audio. 17. Stop recording and consolidate the recorded clip CMD/Ctrl+J. That consolidated audio clip is your flipped break, a single editable element you can warp, slice further, transpose, or layer. I. Finishing touches. 18. Add a short room or plate reverb on a return. Hybrid reverb works fine, with short decay, around 0.3 to 0.8 seconds, and low send to glue a sense of space. 19. Add a subtle rhythmic ping-pong delay, low feedback, short time like 1/16, and a low wet level to tuck tails between hits without washing the loop. Common mistakes to avoid: overwarping. Excessive time stretching ruins transient punch. Use beats mode and avoid heavy complex mode on short hits. Too much saturation or compression. Flattening dynamics kills snap. Prefer parallel compression and moderate saturation amounts. Static. Perfectly quantized patterns. Jungle needs motion, so use groove and manual nudges. Overuse of beat repeat. Too much makes loops gimmicky. Automate it for fills. Not resampling your edits. If you don't capture the processed result, you lose the ability to re-edit that unique texture later. Pro tips: automate pitch. Use clip envelopes or macro mapped simpler transpose for tiny downward sweeps before snares. Classic jungle movement. Layer snares. Add a tight electronic snare under your chop snare and high pass it around 600-800 Hz for snap without muddiness. Humanize velocities. Randomize velocities slightly and use groove for timing nuance. Make two versions, one heavy and one clean, then alternate them for dynamics. Use drum bus transient and drive together. Small tweaks go a long way. Map beat repeat parameters to macro so you can perform fills live and record the automation. For an old school feel, reduce ultra-high polish with a gentle low pass from around 14 to 16 kHz. Mini practice exercise, 30 to 45 minutes task. Build a two-bar flipped break at 170 BPM with at least four distinct pitched slices between plus or minus 3 and plus or minus 12 semitones. One micro-reversed pre-snare slice. One beat repeat fill automated to occur only on the second bar. Resample into a single audio clip and add parallel compression. Checklist. Warp the original break tightly. Slice to drum rack and reprogram a two-bar MIDI pattern. Pitch four slices different ways. Reverse one tiny slice before a snare. Automate beat repeat for the second bar only. Resample and consolidate the final audio. Extra coach notes, deeper tips and workflow tricks. Break selection. Start with a relatively clean break where hits are audible. Keep one cleaned copy and one with any vinyl character you like for layering. Warping nuance. Use beats mode with small transient preservation values. Keep warp as alignment, not a creative warp for drum hits. Slicing granularity. Transient slicing is fine, but reslicing to 16th or 32nd gives micrograin control for granular stutters. Simpler settings. Shorten decay to tighten tails and choose one-shot vs classic depending on decay you want. Drum rack chains. Use multiple chains per pad. Dry, pitched, or distorted, and switch between them with a chain selector for variety. Pitch approaches. Plus or minus 2 to plus or minus 7 semitones is musical. Bigger shifts become effect-like and benefit from added saturation or filtering. Micro-reverse placement. Tuck reversed slices a few milliseconds before snares. Use short crossfades to avoid clicks. Beat repeat as a performance device. Map chance, gate, and interval to macros for live automation and recorded fills. Group processing deep dive. Put drum bus before EQ, and consider mid/side EQ to keep low-end mono while allowing width in the highs. Frequency targeted saturation. Send mids and highs to a saturation return to add bite without overcooking sub-transients. Resampling workflow. Record multiple takes with different settings and name them immediately. Freeze and flatten heavy racks when CPU gets high. Mix checks. Flip to mono occasionally to ensure phase stability and check sub behavior. Reference against classic jungle mixes. Performance variations. Make a halftime version by stretching a resampled clip, or create call and response by alternating heavy and stripped flips. Organization. Save a template with a drum rack, beat repeat with mapped macros, and a routed resampling track for quick sessions. Final checklist before you finish: does the loop have rhythmic motion and pitch variation? Are transients preserved where necessary and shaped where wanted? Are stutters and repeats used musically and sparingly? Did you resample multiple takes and label them? Recap: you warped and sliced a break, reprogrammed a ragged shuffled pattern, added pitched slices, micro reverses, and beat repeat stutters. You use drum bus, glue compressor, saturator, and EQ for glue and grit, resampled the result, and consolidated it into a usable jungle voltage flip. Practice the mini exercise to lock the workflow. Remember, fast edits, frequent resampling, and a few small imperfections are the heart of old school jungle motion and voltage. That's it. Dive in, experiment, resample often, and have fun flipping breaks.